Before I get started, I'll open with prayer. And Father God, we come before you to, again, give you thanks and praise for this opportunity. You've heard the brothers and sisters in Christ give testimony of your glory, of your promises, of your relationship with them. And I'm thankful for that, Lord. I thank you for giving me this opportunity to dig deep into your word and revealing it to me. So, Lord, when I open up my mouth, may my tongue be guided by the Holy Spirit. And I am thankful for that. Whether I get emotional or not, Lord, you've got full control of this situation today. I'm excited to hear what you have to say. In Jesus' name we pray, God willing. Amen. Amen. I didn't know what to name this. I was trying to come up with the title. My first title was What the World Says and What the Bible Says is Thanksgiving. My other title was Lord, we seem to never forget to ask you for things, but we always seem to forget to say thank you. I think they put it on the board. Oh, it's not there. I think it's What the World Says is Thanksgiving. A lot of times we hear, thank God I didn't get a flat tire on the way to church today. Jeff is thankful as well. Thank God I didn't run out of gas. Thank God the power went out at work today and I was able to come home early. Thank God it's not raining out because I just spent $20 to have my hair done. Probably say, well, yeah, he wasted $20, right? And this is one I heard in my own home one time. Thank God the food is still warm. A little warm. Papa's saying grace over the meal. At first it seemed to hurt. I just know that sometimes family just doesn't know who God is. And that's my responsibility as a father, as a husband, to stand my ground, to be bold, to be courageous. That's because Papa knows what it means to give thanks to God, the Father, for his provisions over us. With the one who created it all, as it says in Genesis 1:31, then God looked over all the earth and all that he had made, and he saw that it was very good. Papa knows there would be nothing without him. Why does Papa know that? Because the Bible tells me so. What a great opportunity to have the children here. Because the Bible told me so. I grew up until 15 years ago and not knowing what the Bible was. It wasn't looked at in our house. We read man prayers that were written by man. We knelt to cement statues for Easter and Christmas. And it's changed. Because the Bible tells me so, Genesis 1:30, the last part of 1:30, it says, and that is what happened. God created everything. He created it for his glory. In my elementary years, Thanksgiving celebration was days before Thanksgiving when we go to Grandma's house. My brothers and sisters had a chance to break apart bread to let it dry so Grandma could make the homemade stuffing. And days later, we would go to Grandma's house with my aunts and uncles, and Thanksgiving Day was a day that we ate, and we ate, and we ate some more. And then I look around and see my aunts and uncles all laying on the couch and laying on the floor, taking a nap, and they would wake up and mumble and grumble because the Lions lost another game. And probably it still happens today. I'm 61. We gather for the same feast and we moan that we ate too much. We moan that the game hasn't changed in 61 years. Sorry, Misty, but the Lions are still in last place. In school, we learned that Thanksgiving is a celebrated holiday that officially became, well, it was 1941, I think. Celebrated the fourth Thursday of November in the U.S., and it's the second Monday in October, if there's anybody here visiting from Canada. The pilgrims and the colonists celebrated a successful journey to the country. The Indians ate with them, and by chance they just ate turkey and mashed potatoes and corn and cranberries and had pumpkin pie for dessert. One last dig for the Lions is that they were still living in Africa, and they were king of the beast then. Of course, that was all back in 1621. With time, Thanksgiving would be celebrated because of military victories or maybe abundant harvest. In 2007, God chose me to be one of His, in which I am thankful. I accepted His Son, Jesus Christ, and I began to see Thanksgiving in a whole different light. I believe now that Thanksgiving needs to be celebrated 365 days of the year. And without getting off the subject, Pastor Appreciation, we always celebrate in October, but we should be celebrating that year long as well, because God has equipped Pastor Dave to guide this flock, and he's doing the will of God. And we thank you, Pastor Dave and Missy, for your faithfulness. Today, I'm going to read from Psalm 100. You see what Scripture says about thanksgiving and giving thanks. It says, "Shout out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation." In Psalm 98:1, "His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown His saving power." The early colonists knew of this great victory, and they celebrated, and we do too. Revelation 20, verse 9 says, "And I saw them as they went up on the broad plain of the earth and surrounded God's people and the beloved city. But the fire from heaven came down on the attacking armies and consumed them." Let's thank God that He has revealed to us this great victory. The second verse of Psalm 100 says, "Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy." Deuteronomy 28, verses 47 and 48 says, "If you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, you will serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left naked. You will be left hungry, thirsty, and lacking of everything. The Lord will put an iron yoke on your neck, oppressing you harshly until He has destroyed you." In verse 3 of Psalm 100, It says, acknowledge that the Lord is God. Let us not have to wait for God to prove that he is God by having fire of the Lord to flash down from heaven and burn up a young bull or the wood or the stones and the dust and lick up all the water in the trenches. It says in 1 Kings 19:38 through 39 that when all the people saw it, they fell face down on the ground and cried out, the Lord, he is God. Yes, the Lord is God. We don't need to wait for all that to happen. He's given us nature outside. If you see a lightning strike, think where that power is coming. He guides us. Read Job. Read the last part of Job and just see how that just always amazed me. I hold lightning in my hand and send it to this earth, and it reports back to me. That powerful. He has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. I just had this opportunity to go to England to visit my third oldest daughter, Rebecca, my three grandsons, Everett, Benji, and Jamie, and my son-in-law, Matt. They waited on me hand and foot, made sure I seen all the scenes, but my daughter kept saying to me, she says, Dad, I sure wish it wasn't so windy and it wasn't raining. She opened up a door for me to be able to share. I said, darling, I love it. As you're standing on a 400-foot cliff overlooking the English Channel, the waves are, to me, immeasurable. The wind is blowing 50 miles an hour that you could lean over to. And I said, you know, he commands the waves not to exceed certain distances on the shore. And he commands the wind in the direction to go. All I can do is stand here in total awe of God and see and feel his awesome power and just his creation that he has made known to us. When we realize that God created us and gives us all we have, we will want to give to others as God has given to us. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Verse 4 of Psalm 100 reads, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Psalm 95:2 says, let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. Psalm 96:2, sing to the Lord, praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. The good news that he saves. So what is the good news? John 1:16 through 19 says, from his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one, who is himself God, is near to his Father's heart. He has revealed God to us. So when someone asks you, what are you thankful for? What are you going to say? I thought about it. I said, I hope I'm bold enough and have courageous enough to say, I speak Jesus. But let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes me a way where there ain't no way. He rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Psalm 100, verse 5, says, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. So men, husbands, fathers, as you gather on your tables this Thanksgiving and lead your family in prayer, I charge you to make sure you pass on to the next generation what you're thankful for. Speak Jesus. Thank him for the hard times. Let your children understand that they're going to have hard times. Thank him for the good times. I thank God for the testimonies of the men and the women of Momentum Christian Church and what you're doing in each and every one of their lives. Lord, we're getting ready to gather around a table to feast. I ask that you bless the hands that prepared it today. I ask that we keep you as the centerpiece to our conversations as we gather together as a family of believers that believe that you are the God and the only God, and your Son, Jesus Christ, is our Savior. Thank you for the families that have gathered together to worship and give praise to you. May you be at the center of our attention as we gather around these tables. May we all be servants to the Most High. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving, Momentum Christian Church.